pretty simple.
I did.
It's pretty simple. Who lost the clubhouse faster? Is it Gabe Kapler or Joe Shasky?
No.
Oh, Joe Shasky.
Okay, I've had these guys since third grade. And as soon as we get the baseball.
From the top rope.
I love these kids, but I can't wait to get rid of them. Just get out. Just graduate. Just get out of here.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like Steve Kerr.
I feel like the eighth grade teacher at the end of the year. Like, I just want them all to just leave, and I need a full summer off. I love them.
Sell and fire everyone.
You need a full summer off.
Like Steve Kerr, I'm burnt out.
What's the baseball take?
I'm burnt out. I need a new group of third graders to take through eighth grade.
No, I need the baseball take.
Here's the baseball take. It's very simple. All right, everyone. The Giants made a deal this week. And everybody's losing mind because it sounds like they were dumping salary, getting rid of one of the Rodgers brothers.
People are losing their mind over this move?
Yeah, because it on the surface looks like they're getting rid of $7, $8 million in salary, right? Loving it.
Yeah. The Taylor Rodgers move.
Yes.
People are really losing their mind over Taylor Rodgers.
Well, hey, you'd be shocked, Monty, but people on the internet are indeed losing their minds over this.
Not the internet. I mean, not one person on the
street. I don't know if real people are, but internet people are.
Not one person is. None of my Giants friends have brought up
Taylor Rodgers. Your best buddy on Twitter is definitely losing his mind over it.
Who's my best buddy on Twitter?
We don't say his name, but
oh, that guy, the Stale Fry guy, right? Stale Fries. What did he say? He's garlic something.
Something like that. I actually don't know what
he's always been.
I love garlic aioli. But anyway, that being said, everybody's losing their minds about the Giants dumping this pitcher. I think it's one of a few moves that are actually going to set them up. I think they're making a big trade, and I think they've got a big signing. I think they have something in the works where they're going to sign somebody in the next coming days, or make a big trade.
A big move?
I don't think they're coming. I really don't. To my core, I think Buster knows he needs to do something big. Missing out on Corbin Burns, I know they feel dejected over that. They wanted Corbin
Burns.
Was
that a take from the Larry Bear interview where Larry Bear basically came and said, look, we got to worry about her? Because I saw people losing their minds over Larry Bear saying that basically, yeah, we're not thinking about the Dodgers. We're worried about ourselves. We want to control ourselves. We want to control what we do and not worry about the Dodgers right now, which I think is the mindset they need to have. Don't worry about the Dodgers. Don't worry about the Padres. Worry about your product right now and see what it does when you do face those teams on the field, when you do face the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers and the Padres. Worry about them then. But I saw people going crazy. They're going crazy about Larry Barnes is saying that we're not focused on the Dodgers. People are like, you should be focused on the Dodgers. No, I think they understand what's going on with the Dodgers.
They're not naive.
But they're not there yet.
No.
So worry about building your fundamentals. Worry about building your players up. Worry about your player development program. Worry about bringing up Bryce Eldridge. And so I don't know why people went crazy over that quote. I like the quote. I'm like, you know what? You're in a position right now where you don't have a lot of free agents. You don't know what your lineup's going to look like. Right now, if you run out the lineup card, it doesn't look sexy at all. You know what? Worry about yourself. Get your team right. Get your organization right. And I think that is the right mindset for the Giants right now.
Look, I don't know what the exact acquisition is. I don't know if it's Mike Trout in a big trade and they're flipping some of these prospects. And maybe it's a major league player or two, like a Doval or something like that. I don't know if they're going to swing a deal for Vladdy Guerrero. You know, like now you've seen that Toronto's kind of whiffed on a bunch of people. They overpaid for Santander. Like, we'll see what they end up doing. Vladdy sounds like he's not going to sign an extension with them.
No, he won't.
What?
He won't.
And then you look at someone
like Max Scherzer, by the way.
One-year deal.
Yeah. Very weird.
But then I look at what's going on with Pete Alonso. He's just sitting there. And I think somebody's going to jump on him. So the point that I'm getting at is I think this was a preemptive move to move a little bit of salary because they are going to bring on a $25, $35 million player. I don't know who. I don't know where. I just don't think that they're silly enough to think that they're done. And I also believe that this organization knows they need to strike right now. While the Warriors are kind of in like flux, the Niners are in an off season and they're not going to compete until August. You have an opportunity to just put yourself at the front of everyone's thought process for about 3 or 4 months. And then it's up to you to play well, right? It's up to you to actually do something and be in the mix. And we'll figure out whether we want to continue watching you the second the Niners come back, right? I truly believe that the Giants front office, I think their ownership group knows, now is the time. And I truly think that they're going to make some sort of a move. I think everybody flipping out and lose their mind over the salary dump, to me, this is the tea leaves thing. Well, read the tea leaves.
Well, you know what, though? You say you feel like they're going to make a move. And this is the organization, even though they have Farhan Zaidi running the show and he's not here no more, this was the prototype of an organization that would tell you what they would do and then they wouldn't do it. So when we talk about benefit of the doubt, do the Giants deserve the benefit of the doubt in that you think they're going to make a big move? Like, I'm giving Buster Posey the benefit of the doubt this season in terms of, like, it's the first year. You're trying to clean up a mess. Things may not go well. I'm not going to go out here and start yelling, fire Buster Posey after 1 year. I think he gets the benefit of the doubt. But overall, as an organization, what have they done to tell Giants fans to say, hey, trust us. We're going to make a move. We're going to make a splash here. When they, you know, Willie Adames is a great splash. They gave him the richest contract in Giants history. No full trade clause. Wow. But they still, you know, Verlander, great. We think it's a final send-off for Justin Verlander. But other than that, what have they done make us believe that they're going to actually get something done?
So I separate the two, right? So the prior regime, you're right. Like, they did not deserve nor earn the benefit of the doubt. But since August, they fired the guy we wanted gone. They hired and elevated Buster Posey to a status that I think most Giants fans would say, like, wow, that's nice. They needed a new face. They signed Chapman to a big deal. 9 times out of 10, prior regime, Chapman's gone. Chapman leaves you. You get nothing. You lost the comp pick. Like, gone. But they signed him. They kept him. They also obviously brought in a shortstop in Willie Adames. So in just like 5 months, I think they have, for me, they've earned a little bit of leeway. And here's what I would say to everybody who's frustrated. Like, look, Rome wasn't built in a day. Buster just got here. Zach just got on the job. Give these guys 6 months.
Well, I mean, the internet is going to be frustrated over everything, but I think Giants fans right now just kind of wait and see mode. They're refreshed that Farhan's not running a roster in the organization, that he's not bringing up players. Now, when we look at this season, we're going to look a lot at Bo Mel and how he runs his club and whether or not one of these young players could pop. But I don't, the internet is one thing, but overall, I think people are just, they're open-minded about the Giants. They understand where they're at right now, but I also think that's why there's a lot of pressure on this kid, Bryce Eldridge, because I think a lot of Giants fans have hope that this guy is the next big thing with the San Francisco Giants. After whiffing on all the sluggers that we know about, Otani and Judge and Harper and all these guys, if Eldridge pops, that will alleviate a lot of stress, and that will give Giants fans a lot of hope that, oh my gosh, maybe our day is coming. We finally got a guy. And so that's why I think Bryce Eldridge, that is the most important aspect of this organization this season.
I would agree.
Can Bryce Eldridge pop and be that player you pencil into the lineup, either third or fourth or fifth, and he's good for 30 to 40 jacks at 100 RBIs a season? Is this the guy? Well, we need to see if he's a guy this year.
Look, I look at teams that got a spark, right? When Fernando Tatis Jr. played opening day as a 19-year-old, 20-year-old, I think we're all like, wow. Like, you could see the vision. And they had signed Manny Machado, right? Mm-hmm. And they brought in Hosmer a couple years earlier. Like, they had been spending money. But the spark really started in terms of optimism with Fernando Tatis Jr. Yep. The whole culture changed. Ronald Acuna in Atlanta, right? Like, they remember, like, they had Freddie Freeman. And Freddie Freeman was a great player. Probably going to be a Hall of Famer. But, like, Ronald Acuna flipped that organization.
Flipped it.
All right, and then I look at Bobby Witt Jr. at Kansas City, right? And people may not know who this guy is, but he's one of the best baseball players on the planet. And he flipped that organization in literally a handful of at-bats. It felt like they changed who they were to their core. I think Bryce could do that, but that is a lot of pressure on someone. I mean, you're asking somebody to basically save the franchise.
Yep.
You're asking him to do what Jaden Daniels did for the Washington football team. And that's unprecedented.
And it's unprecedented, but this is where we're at right now. We need a savior. We need a savior with a bat. We need a savior. It is what it is. We need this guy to pop. Like, watching Aaron Judge at Yankee Stadium and watching him when they came out here to Oracle Park.
Mm.
That buzz, I haven't felt that in a very long time at Oracle Park. That sizzle. And I'm expecting Bryce Eldridge to bring that sizzle. I know. The guy's never taken a major league at bat. But, like Gunnar Henderson in Baltimore, like Jackson Holliday when he came up, the pressure to deliver and just give us some hope. Oriole fans have hope. Royal fans have hope. What do Giants fans have right now? What do we have? Do we have hope?
I think we're clinging to the past era.
We're clinging to Buster Posey to save us based off of his playing resume.
Yeah.
Even though he's never done this job before. So we need some hope bad. And Bryce Eldridge, I think, represents hope.
Do you know where they start this year?
Cincinnati, right?
Yeah.
Synergy Field,
mm-hmm.
Great America Ballpark.
I'm so fired up.
And Terry Francona is now managing the Reds.
Tito.
And And they've got some ballers.
Who also managed in the minors? Anyone?
Oh, you manage Michael Jordan.
Look at you.
Birmingham White Sox. Tito, World Series champion. So that's going to be a tough series right off the rip. In that ballpark against those players.
With Ellie.
And they're going to be, look, there's a lot of expectations there. They've been in on Luis Robert Jr. Did you hear that the Giants were in on Luis Robert Jr.?
So you brought that up. I think this is different because people have been talking about that. I think they realize, like, we can't talk about who we're going to get. Just shut up and do it.
Just do it.
And that's why I think this is a preemptive move. I'm telling you, dumping of the lefty, they didn't just get rid of this guy for no reason. I think this is, they're moving money around because I think they're adding a salary to this team.